from troubles and sorrows, going home to live up there forevermore. Gabriel's trump, I hear the sound. Get up, children, from the ground. There's a mansion waiting you. We're heaven bound. I see Jesus up in the air, and God's children praising Him everywhere. Oh, poor sinners, why did crying, but it's too late. The door of mercy has now been closed.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
Now forever we will sing, giving glory at home. Good morning. It's a good day. Each day that we get up and see the light of another day, it's a day that God has made.
Lord, help, please, I pray, dear God.
Help him, Jesus.
Brother Terry mentioned to you that it's life.
Blessing God, we pray, Heavenly Father.
Had a niece yesterday that called, and she's a young mother expecting a baby in a few weeks. And
Lord, helping God, we pray.
Going to nursing school, and she's observing.
Lord Jesus,
in order to finish her school. And yesterday, while she was there at the hospital, there was a young mother that gave birth. Everything was well. There was another one that gave birth to a stillborn baby.
Lord Jesus, help them.
There was a young man, 50 years old, had a heart attack and died. Coming down this morning, I looked on one side of the road and all the trees were laying on the ground. All the rest of them were standing up, getting ready to bud.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
There's nothing sure.
Amen.
There's nothing sure in this world except this man called Jesus.
Lord, bless him, Jesus, we pray.
There's nothing sure in your life today.
Mm-hmm.
Except this man called Jesus.
Lord, help him, God, we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, do.
There's a lot of things that's changed for me this year.
Lord, yes, God.
That'll never be the same again. But I've still got Jesus.
Yes,
after such a tragedy comes into your life, you get up every morning, life will never be the same.
No.
But I get up trusting
in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Yeah.
I look forward to getting out of the bed and sitting down in my chair and opening the Word of Life. There's answers in there for me, Brother John. See, I can read about the one that was right in the fiery furnace. And he wasn't forsaken, was he, Brother John? Yeah, I got to trust in somebody today. This man called Jesus. He fits the bill of the things that we do in this world today. How we do many things. I thought of Brother Terry as I was coming down. Most of the time we're in a warfare. I don't know if you'll have it or not, but it's the truth this morning. I looked over and I seen a truck pulling a pretty boat. Now we got nature in us.
Yes, sir.
I can remember the day that if I wasn't fishing or hunting, I wasn't too happy. I thought of Brother Terry as I seen that boat going. Yeah, the Lord has made a change in me. I'm a fisher of men. I thought of being on the lake, and I compared it to what awaits me. Yeah, it don't even compare, does it, Brother John? A silver and gold, I have I none. But in the name of Jesus today, my hope is still alive. I've been cast in the valley, but I met somebody there. The lily of the valley. He was there to get me, Brother John. And I'll declare to you today that the scripture says that if we as men today only had hope of this world, I've got a better hope. The Bible says that we're saved by hope this morning. Will you have that? I bless the name of the Lord. Hope that is seen is not a hope. Why? What a man seeth, Brother John. Why do you yet hope for it today? But listen, he who has that hope right down in his soul, do we with patience wait on him this morning? Bless the name of the Lord today. He's worthy this morning. I don't know how my days are going to go, but I've got help. The Bible says that the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities. I believe you said that we pray for things as we ought not to. But listen today. Listen who we got. What's right down in your soul this morning? The Spirit itself. The Holy
Thank you, Jesus.
Ghost
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Came down within me. He absolutely makes groanings I do that can't even be understood this
Amen.
Morning.
Have
you ever felt so bad the words wouldn't come out?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
But ain't you glad that somebody's pleading your case?
Yeah.
The Bible says he that knoweth the heart of you and me, of those that are saved, those that are seeking the Lord this morning. God knows all about you today. You ain't hid behind a tree. He's right there watching for you. Makes intercession this morning for the saints according this morning to the will of God. Bless the name of the Lord today. And listen today, all things. Listen. Might not be good, but those that are born again, all things worketh together for the good. For those who love the Lord this morning and them called according to his purpose today. I'm telling you, God won't leave you out there. If you're looking for him today, he's right there.
Yes, right there.
Ain't a point in that, is you, Brother John. You ain't worthy. Shame on you.
None of us.
His arms are outstretched.
None of
yeah, oh, man, I absolutely deceived you. But God would deliver you today.
Woo!
Right out of your tribulations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peace and quiet.
Folks, men are waiting to pray.
Listen, peace and quiet.
Yeah.
sitting on a couch with one of my daughters eating popcorn, peace and quiet. And then sudden destruction. Lord have mercy on us. My wife today, she's a train wreck. When you got time to pray for somebody, pray for her this morning. But I'm telling you, God is right there today to hear your plea. He said, I'll never leave you.
I'll never
forsake you today. Do you believe that God is able to save you this morning?
I know he is.
Absolutely.
I believe this morning.
Absolutely.
Because God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I hope today. My hope's not of this world, my friend.
No, my hope's Christ, brother.
But it's in Jesus.
Anchoring of the soul.
I preach not, we as men preach not ourselves. But we preach Christ Jesus, the Lord, him crucified and resurrected again. You know how powerful this God is today? He said, oh, we're troubled on all sides today. Think about that. Yet we're not in distress. Bless the name of the Lord. Persecuting today, but not forsaken. Cast down this morning, but not destroyed this morning. Why is that today? Because we had this morning a treasure.
Yes.
Boy, ain't he a treasure today. A pearl of great price.
Man.
Right there in your soul this morning. A treasure.
Not in earthen vessels.
In these earthen vessels. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
That the excellency and the power would be of God Almighty this morning and not of man.
Yeah.
Boy, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you would.
Brother Ronnie would be in trouble.
Big time.
If it was up to him. Couldn't have got there. I tried. I had to meet up with this man called Jesus. I was in trouble there that day. But I tell you, I'm traveling in a wilderness this morning. I'm stuck in a land, but I'm headed for a land that flows with milk and honey. I've been delivered just like the children that was brought out of Egypt. And for 40 years, they walked in the wilderness. Buddy, that's where I'm at. But I'm pressing on. I got on shoes that won't wear out.
Keep on digging.
I've got a coat on this morning that I ain't going to change. I'm just pressing on today.
Yeah. All right.
Bless the name of the Lord this morning.
Woo.
Worthy today to be praised.
All praise, Brother Ronnie.
Man.
Where you born? Life ain't good here. The only peace that I can find is in his love.
That's all there is.
I'm like Brother Turvey. I like fishing every now and then.
Yeah, I do, brother.
Listen, my wife says I'm all doom and gloom sometimes. Because I'm not a health, wealth, and prosperity preacher in this land. I'm just a stranger passing through.
Yeah.
But they are some blessings in this land. Brother Terry spoke.
You couldn't live. It's good.
They are. I said in my chair yesterday morning.
A little glimpse of heaven.
Sit in my chair with my grandbaby in my lap.
That's wonderful.
Just got my wife out of the hospital. I sat there, begin to feel the power of the Lord, being thankful for just being able to be in your own house with a grandbaby that you love so much. A wife back home. I would have never thought I could have filmed that again. I'd been in such despair. But God is able.
He is able.
Absolutely. Yeah. His love is an ever-consuming bar that comes to you in a time of need. And absolutely, there's nothing greater. The commandment that I thought to be unto life, I found to be unto death. But when I met this man called Jesus, I have a greater hope. There's a better day awaiting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you believe in the resurrection?
Believe in Christ. He is the resurrection. You don't.
If you don't, this is what you need to do. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you die. But if you believe in Jesus, believe in this glorious resurrection, if you believe that he stood there before the tomb, and spoke of the name Lazarus, and cried, come forth.
Come forth.
I do you believe he said, loose him and let him go. I'm telling you, this mortal body today is going to put on something.
Yeah.
It is today. And we're going to get up out of that ground and go home to Everly, meet the Lord. Now you think about that. Just try to perceive that. Let that come right into your heart. Get a hold of that. I'm telling you, all the troubles of the world today, if you believe with everything in you that God himself is going to descend with the shout, the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God, and those that are dead in Christ are going to get up. If you believe that this morning, if you can absolutely believe that today, and those that are alive are going to be called up to meet him in the air. Think about that. To lay down mortality and put on immortality. This is as corruptible. But then shall be brought to pass the saying. We I doubt no more, will we? Satan hinders no more. We'll be able to say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? We're going to be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. And Everly be there. Bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. I'm glad he's got a plan. I'm glad when I seen the Lord with my own eyes. I said, Lord, I'm guilty.
Guilty, Lord.
I didn't have a book full of things. Here's all I've done for you. There you go. Read them now. You know I didn't have that, Brother John. I had a soul that was sin-ridden, in trouble, and couldn't get out.
Amen.
I stood before him, not as the Pharisee, but as the one that cried out for something, Brother John. Mercy, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what old Paul or what old Saul felt, but I had an experience. I had something that come into me that absolutely overwhelmed me. The Holy Ghost today took up his abode.
Yeah.
Or was somebody cast out that day?
Sure there was.
Somebody that moved in.
A strong man.
I had an experience. And buddy, the old Satan, there's been a lot that's hindered me, but he's never took me below that. Every time that I think that I can't go on,
I was able to live.
Jesus shows up.
Here I am.
Like that song, 4 days late.
Yeah. Right on time.
Right on time. I don't always perceive things in my mind the way God's going to do them. He surprises me. And sometimes I think he's wrong. Don't get mad at me. Just telling you the truth. But when God is finished and I have a better understanding, buddy, I know it's going to be good. He's promised me something. That one day I'll know even as I'm known today. In this man called Jesus. That's all that I preach. Is this man called Jesus.
Good enough, brother.
Absolutely. Set you apart from the world. Cause you to die dead to the love and lust of sin. This man called Jesus today. Got a great hope this morning. It's not of this world. But I'm telling you today, that this hope is alive. Hope.
Yeah.
See, I understand that this outward man that you're looking at, that he's going to perish.
He has to.
See, God's got a plan for that.
He has
too.
To, yeah.
This inward man
is renewed.
There
you go.
Day by day.
Amen.
By his glorious spirit.
Yeah.
What about that this morning, brother? For which cause I faint not, brother. Brother, I'm telling you that God is able this morning.
Yes,
he's more than able. I'm just going to press on and believe everything that he puts right down in my heart. I don't know the answers, but I know the one that has them today. And I'm telling you this morning that he's real. And how do you know that?
He lives inside me.
These words. word this, this morning, unless they're mingled with faith. But when they, when you believe to the salvation of your soul, they become alive. Yeah. And you can read them and eat thereof, can't you? Bless the name of the Lord this morning. I'm glad for just a little while that I can feel his presence. Right deep down in my soul. You remember what this man called Jesus has given Brother Ronnie. If you remember nothing else, the hope of glory this morning.
Good enough.
The things in this world, they're just temporal. The longer that you live, the more you'll realize that.
Hope of glory.
The things that we look upon, they're not going to last forever. But the things that are not seen are eternal. See, I got my faith built on that this morning. I sure do. And I'm telling you, when God makes himself manifest, I can understand the scripture that says, for now we know that if this earthly house and this tabernacle in which I now dwell was designed, that I have a building of God, not made with hands, but eternal. In the heavens. Now that's what Brother Ronnie's got this morning. Now you might not count it as much, but I count it as the, as the treasures that cannot be bought.
There you go.
I count it this morning as security. I count it as love. I can remember not a year ago, those of you that hugged me, and I felt such great compassion. I felt such great love. Buddy, when you're down so low, love is a good thing. If you don't believe it is today, wait till you get there. Love, love, love. Now abide of faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these this morning is love today. I'm telling you that God so loved the world. And I'm glad this morning. It wasn't of Brother Ronnie. It was of this man called Jesus. Don't you forget that today. As you sit and you ponder and you wonder, you remember that you've got an adversary, and he's real today.
He is real.
He's real. And he's there to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. Let's get him right this morning. Let's don't be out there in delusion that everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. You might leave this world today. You might not even make it home. And if you don't have Jesus deep down in your soul, you won't get to go to heaven. But that's just the truth.
That's awful.
But that's not God's will. It's not God's will at any
moment. No.
See, God is love. And he wants you to accept it. You can't work it out. You can't buy it. Nope. It was paid for, bought right there on Calvary when he stretched out his arm. For our offenses, he was delivered. Listen, he was raised. He was brought up for our justification today. I'm glad. I'm glad that my children today had an opportunity, have the opportunity to accept Christ as their Savior.
Sure do, Ronnie. I wish mine would.
You have the same opportunity this morning. If God is knocking on your heart, you know if he is. So many times that I turned and walked away, and God knocking on my heart. See, I used to pray, God, please visit my children. I don't pray that anymore because he's promised to do that. God, give them the mind. The understanding. No wonder that we need to teach our children in the ways that they should go. Because God's going to come now. You can count on
it. Yeah.
But let's pray that they'd have enough knowledge. Live your life before to accept this man called Jesus. There's no other name, children. Life's short at the most. And I'm telling you that all well-laid plans. Had a little 23-year-old girl and raised her from a baby. sent her to school, graduated from college, just starting out in life. Had to say bye to her. So you don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
You absolutely don't know.
Right.
What's going to happen. You do not know.
We don't know the future. We know who holds it.
This brother said, I don't know what's going to happen. We know that we're going to die.
Yeah.
But you don't know when. Right. Mm-hmm. Be ye ever ready. Christ himself said, my time is not yet.
Be ye ever ready,
for your time is always.
Always.
I'm telling you, you need to take heed to what God is doing in your life. Sit down. Sit down and just think of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Some of you are old in age. I know men 90 years old that's not accepted the Lord. Now you think about how sad that is. But you think about the mercies of God. Mercies of God today. To let somebody go that long, and when they cry from the heart, he's still standing there. Do you know of a greater love than that?
No.
Do you know of a greater love than
that?
Only in this man
called
Jesus. Bless you this morning. God bless each and every one of you.
Wow. Brother Junior.